Faith is the currency that get everything in this realm called the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not like this earth. This earth is similar to the kingdom of God by having resources. But the kingdom of God has unlimited resources. You can draw from that kingdom, and the more you draw from it, the more is there to draw. You know, it has been known as they pump some oil well dry and they pump some water well dry, but you can't pump nothing in God's kingdom dry. And faith is what? The currency. It's what you use, just like you use money. If you want to go buy a McDonald's hamburger, you don't drive up to the window and say, "I want a McDonald's." You may tell them, but if you don't give some currency, it got to come through a check, cash app, debit card, credit card. You got to have something in order to make the transaction. Am I right? And how many of you understand that? Because you got debit cards, you got credit cards, you got cash, you have a cash app, you have all that stuff. And you understand how to use it to make the transaction, right? Well, faith is what God had given us to live in this life. And listen to me now, and it works in both worlds, in the unseen and the seen. Faith works in the unseen and the seen. Matter of fact, it will cause that which is the unseen to move things and change things and arrange things in the seen world, and you go pick it up. Or you can, sometimes it's brought to you. All right. So I'm saying all this so you can see the importance of love. It's been misunderstood, not practiced like it should. And we wonder why there's voids, empty spaces in our lives and in areas that we should be full, we should be exploring and progressing, even in relationship. What did the word the Lord came this morning with? Fellowship keeps what? Relationship alive. Good fellowship we'll call relationship. Well, love cause everything to work. And he gives you instruction. Give me instruction. Give us instruction what love is like, what love would do. So that's why we're kind of just reviewing what we've been over. And I want you to listen real, real careful and go back home and read it. And it'll help you individually, and it'll help you as a family, husband, wife, wives, and husband and wives, children, and all family members. It'll help you. Now listen to what it says. You got it? I'm reading this, if you got it up, from the Amplified. If you can put the Amplified Bible up, if you put it in the Amplified, that's what I'm going to read it from. 1 Corinthians 13:4. I'm reading from Amplified. And it reads like this. If y'all can do it, it's fine. Love endures how? Long. And is what? Patient and kind. Love never envious, nor bars over with jealousy. And you know that you have all that among us. It's out there. You can be jealous. You can be envious. You can be unpatient and unkind. You can be cruel and am I right? But it said, love endures long. How long is long? Long as it needs to endure. And is, not try to be, is patient and kind. Love never is what? Envious. Nor bonds over with jealousy. Is not boastful. People get a little something, they start boasting, think they're bigger than the britches, you know. Panther. Now I guess they don't say britches no more, they say pants. But my daddy was big on that britches. I guess it said pants and trousers and slacks and stuff like that. I guess leggings and all that goes in it. But but it says, is not boastful or what? Vainglorious. Does not display itself how? Haughtily. And it'll be good if you just take time by yourself. Take time by yourself. This will help you. This helped me. I did it because it helped me. Because I remember, especially traveling. I want to go from A to B. No stopping in between. And if it had to, hurry up. I had no. That's true. And so I don't need no amen. I'm just telling you. But I found out you love works in every area of your life. Mm-hmm. So if you read this like this and meditate on it, get it in your heart, in your spirit, it'll help you. But without love, where love is not applied, faith will not do it work. Will not. If love is not there, your faith will not do it work. And faith is given to every one of us to make transaction from that world, that unseen world, because everything we need, both spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, come from that world. A lot of it here, but he'll show you how to get it in your possession. So if you read it like this, I endure long, and I'm patient, and I'm kind. Boy, that'll help you. I endure long. Boy, I'll tell you what, that did. It worked for me. I hadn't gotten there, but boy, I'm way yonder way out from. Thank you, Jesus. I met a bunch of more folks saying, thank you, Jesus. I promise you, when especially the trap, I won't go from A to B. No stopping in between. Anyway, patient and kind. I am never envious. I do not wallow with jealousy. I'm not boastful or vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily.